It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state will begin mailing out primary ballots today ahead of the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian Party primaries June 30th. Unaffiliated voters will get two ballots for Democratic and Republican races, but they can return only one. Coloradans have to register to vote by June 22nd to get a primary ballot by mail. A Black Lives Matter march along Colfax in Denver Sunday drew nearly 3,000 people downtown. It was organized by Denver Public Schools, students, and alumni. Denverites Esteban Hernandez was there. He says the event was kid-friendly and included younger kids, students, and parents.
There's a very celebratory vibe here. There's music that's been blasting and people have been dancing. This march stretches for blocks and blocks. It's probably the largest demonstration I've ever seen here in Denver.
Denverites Esteban Hernandez. Revenues for Vail Resorts fell nearly 30% during the latest financial quarter. That's after the state shut down ski resorts to stop the spread of coronavirus. On a call with investors, Vail CEO Rob Katz said it's still unclear what the next ski season will look like.
I think we're very much in a constantly moving environment in terms of exactly what this will look like.
Vail is offering refunds to season pass holders whose days at the resort were cut short by the pandemic. Colorado may be slowly reopening its economy, but there are still few passengers at Denver International Airport, CPR's May Ortega reports.
Around this time last year, DIA had more than 1,600 daily flights, but now it's down to less than 600. The current numbers are a far cry from how busy the airport used to be, but things are picking up. At the end of April, there were about 22,000 travelers a week coming through the airport. That rose to 75,000 at the end of last month. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.